On the Impact of Lensing Magnification on Redshift Space Galaxy Clustering Analysis, by Michel Andres Breton et al. We study the impact of lensing magnification on the observed redshift space three-dimensional galaxy clustering. For this, we use the RayGAL suite of n-body simulations, from which we extract samples of dark matter particles and halos in the redshift regime of interest for future large redshift surveys. Several magnitude-limited samples are built that reproduce various levels of magnification bias ranging from S equals 0 to S equals 1.2, where S is the logarithmic slope of the cumulative magnitude number counts, in three redshift intervals within one lower thans lower than 1.95. We study the two-point correlation function multipole moments in the different cases, in the same fashion as we would do on real data, and investigate how well one can recover the growth rate of structure parameter. In the analysis, we use an hybrid model that combines nonlinear redshift space distortions and linear curved sky lensing magnification. We find that the growth rate is underestimated when magnification bias is not accounted for in the modeling. This bias becomes non-negligible for z greater than 1.3 and can reach 10% at z approximate light-year or EQ 1.8, depending on the properties of the target sample. However, adding the lensing linear correction allows us to recover an unbiased estimation of the growth rate in most cases, even when the fiducial cosmology is not that of the data. Our results show the importance of knowing in advance S instead of letting this parameter free with flat priors, since in this case the error bars significantly increase. For large values of S, we find that one has to be careful with the weak lensing limit, as it may not be a good approximation at high redshift. This was on the impact of lensing magnification on redshift space galaxy clustering analysis, by Michel Andres Breton et al.